This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Band Together Bay Area. Benefit concert featuring Dead & Company, Metallica, Dave Matthews, G-Eazy, Raphael Sandiq, and Rancid. It's happening this Thursday at AT&T Park, and you can be our guest at the concert if you call right now. Caller number 97-800-400-3697. You win a pair of tickets. 100% of the ticket sales goes to an emergency relief fund established by Tipping Point Community, and you can make a donation at tippingpoint.org, but we're happy to be a part of this as it supports the recovery efforts in the North Bay. Call now, 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 wins their way into Band Together Bay Area this Thursday at AT&T Park. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier you. Congratulations to everybody on the top 10 in the album charts. I was going to say bummer for Ed Sheeran, but nope, there he is. Despite the fact that there are 6 new albums that have just come out this week in the top 10, he is still in there. Divide sold 32,000 copies for 8th place.
Well, he's pretty great.
Ed Sheeran. So we'll start with number 10 because I know that Hooman is here to play us the music. You ready, Hooman?
Yeah, hopefully this will be
all right. All right, buddy.
I'm sure this is going to be super smooth and wonderful.
Thanks.
This is the Billboard top album chart. At number 10, Lil Uzi Vert, more than 30,000 copies of Love is Rage 2.
Here's 444 plus 222. Everybody yell like, watch out. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Shake it up, speed up, go fast, slow down.
Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. Shake it up, speed up, go fast, slow down. Okay.
You got that?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't have to tell me the name of the song and we'll just play a little snippet.
It's, oh, okay, yeah, just, you know what I'm
saying. Yeah, no, you don't have to.
I have nothing to say.
Well, maybe you could tell me on the new albums. Number 9 is Future and Young Thug. Super Slimy is the name of the album. 31,000 copies. That's good. Coming in at number 8 is Ed Sheeran. 32,000 copies of Divide. Congratulations to him for just hanging in there. It's tearing me up. Oh, look at you. I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah. Sing it, Hooman. You are an angel in the
shape of my mom. Thank you. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. And when God takes you back, you'll say hallelujah.
Ow.
No. Why you do that?
Ow. Because at the end when they do it, he does the woo thing, but then it sounds like a dog howling. So me and Ben always do the, yeah.
Huh.
Sounds like, ow. Ow. But you didn't play that verse. Good job, though.
I didn't.
Seriously, you're doing great. Debuting in 7th place, Big K-R-I-T. Forever is a mighty long time. That sold 33,000 copies to debut in 7th place.
Big, it's not crit?
It's K period R period I period T
oh,
period.
All right.
I don't hit through.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
I'm sure people do call him Big Crit, right? Because no one's going to go Big
I don't know,
K.
But I like this.
I see.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. I have to say, I like this too, as far as like modern rap songs that like most of them just put me to sleep and have like that sort
of. Yeah, you want to hear
drawly,
a guy.
Right. I mean, the guy's rapid firing. It's nice. It's almost like they're trying to say, you know, they only have so many words and they're trying to save them up, you know? These guys are just throwing them all out there. Big Crit, number 7. Debuting at number 6, the new Yo Gotti. I still am. 38,000 copies. Hmm. This is. This is that kind. Oh.
It's not about a lyric.
Okay. You looked at all the lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And this is one Brent already edited.
Sound like an art hole.
We're good. We got it.
All
yeah.
Right.
I'm very scared.
There it is. Number 5 is Post Malone's Stony. 41,000 copies
wow,
of this.
Rap. Just everyone.
And there's more. Man, I just want to go flex. Gold on my teeth and on my neck. I actually like this too.
I do too.
Kind of. And all the rest are new. Coming in at number 4, debuting in 4th place, is 21 Savage, Offset, and Metro Boomin. That's all of them together. Did a record called Without Warning, 53,000 copies. I feel like I've heard this record before.
Really?
But I haven't. It's new, Vinny.
Right.
So last week, Chris Brown put out a record on Tuesday, which is an unusual day, and cuts the week in half as far as sales numbers go. So he put out on social media all the rules for making his new record number 1. 45 tracks. On a record called Heartbreak on a Full Moon. It debuted in 3rd place. What did it sell? Take a guess. How many copies did Chris Nation, Chris Brown Nation come through? Didn't make him number 1. But how many records did he get them to? And this was all about streaming, too. He said stream each song individually so that each one counts as a whole.
And there's 45 songs on the album.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2,000.
Oh, no,
that's
it is more.
Come on, Bob.
He's in 3rd place.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he
oh, I thought
third.
This was going to be like one of those fails. Like,
yeah, it is a fail in my humble opinion.
All right, 12,000.
68,000
Oh,
copies.
My goodness. Well, he's still got quite a bit of power then, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He did manage to get 68,000.
So this is probably the best song on the album,
days,
Juicy Booty.
This is the Ray J one? No.
No, with R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, that's right. Booty. Yes. Maybe we're over the juicy booty. Debuting in 2nd place, selling 79,000 copies, is Kelly Clarkson, Meaning of Life. And your brand new number 1 record, it sold 219,000 copies. And I'll give you a hint, it's a country artist.
Oh, it's... Oh. It is?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Shania Twain.
It is Kenny Chesney.
Oh!
So this is a live album.
Yeah, live in No Shoes Nation.
And this is the one with Taylor Swift. So this is Taylor coming on stage.
Okay. Are we going to hear any Kenny Chesney on this?
Yeah, just give it a...
All right,
let's just get through her verse.
So the live record sold 219.
Here he comes.
Sounds great. No wonder it sold 219,000 copies.
They sound like they're having so much fun.
They do. And the people watching are having even more
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is.
Music.
Your new number 1, Kenny Chesney. Isn't he the guy who, like,
He married Renee Zellweger for two minutes.
For like a minute. Oh, they met on a beach, married like 5 days later.
Yeah. And then he went, wait a minute.
What did I do?
What am I thinking?
Yeah, I need to get rid of
this
girl.
I'm a huge star. Bigger than she is, I would guess. Even
right
though she's
now,
a movie star,
yeah.
I would bet that in the like out there in the world, I think this is the guy. I visited my mom and went downtown in downtown Seattle just to drive around, and the whole place, the whole city of Seattle was countrified.
Oh,
everyone had cowboy hats on every street corner, everywhere you looked.
Was there a big festival?
It was his tour was in town. And that's what I was thinking. I'm like, there's got to be a rodeo right here in downtown. And it was his deal. And he's just that big that people come from everywhere to see him.
She looks so different without plastic surgery. Have you seen?
Who?
Renee.
Oh, yeah. Well,
look at her. Who is that?
Well, it's calmed down,
it's
actually.
It
has
relaxed.
It?
When she first got it done, like her eyes
she
were
like
some
her,
different
though.
Lady's eyes. But she's...
Yeah, she doesn't look like her.
Yeah, that's right after the fact. Mm. It's she's looking more like herself these days.
She is. Who I would say that looks like?
That's not
who's
recent.
The Juliette Lewis? Is that that's
oh my
who
God,
that looks
that
like?
That does look like her. That's
I
funny.
Can see that.
She's got two movies coming out.
What's she
oh, good.
Got?
One's called The Best Day of My Life. Her and the chick from Sarah Jessica Parker. And another movie called Judy, where she plays Judy Garland.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
That seems like a big role.
I wonder how that'll be.
We have our winner.
You'll never know.
Yeah, you will never know.
For Band Together Bay Area?
Yeah. And who won?
Elaney from San Leandro.
All right. Keep listening for your chance to win these tickets. And listen, it's a benefit.
I think we have one more pair tomorrow.
Buy them. Buy the tickets. Go and support this. This is, you know, it's a charity for everybody who's suffering from the North Bay fire. So, while it's nice that we're promoting it by giving away tickets, like, the point is to... You know, sell this thing. Go buy the tickets. Taylor Swift, who we just heard on the Kenny Chesney song, she is going to have a massive sales week when her new album comes out this Friday. So be ready for that.
Yeah, I feel like we should spend a little extra time on that one like we did with Barbra Streisand.
Well, I know. What?
Remember when Barbra Streisand came out? We played all the songs from her album and you're like, I really want to spend some time on this. And you had Bryn pull up all the songs, and we went through it slowly.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure that was just to torture Vinny.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Pretty sure I wouldn't have wanted that on my own.
Well, I feel like Taylor's at that level.
Well, I know that you're a huge Taylor fan, and I agree. I would like to find a song on this record that I like. So
I would, too.
It is primed to have a massive sales week. It comes out Friday, and they are saying that, according to her label, they've already got 400,000 copies in pre-orders at iTunes. At iTunes, Target, Walmart, Amazon, and at Taylor's website.
I just heard the other day that it's going to come out at 9 p.m. West Coast time in California. So I was imagining staying up, listening to it.
This
so
is
I
on
could,
Thursday night?
Yeah, I could really get primed for the Friday new music.
Oh, that's
we'll see.
You are really dedicated to that music segment.
Well, yeah.
I can't wait for you to walk us through it.
Taylor.
I'm not even going to look at what the new releases are. I'm just going to follow your lead.
All right. You got it.
Her last album, 1989, which was huge, only had about 200,000 pre-orders when it was. So they're saying this is going to be, I don't know if they're just trying to like make us all feel like this is a good album, but it's coming out. That one wound up selling, 1989 sold about 1.3 million copies in its first week, which is a lot.
Yeah, it is. That
it
never
was
happens
the
anymore.
Seventh best first week sales number for an album since 1991. So they're saying this one's going to be even bigger. Reputation is coming out on Friday.
91, was that the NSYNC album or was that the Pearl Jam album?
I bet it was the NSYNC album. Because I feel like Pearl Jam was just breaking then. Well, I think that record did go on to sell a kajillion copies. I don't know that it had a huge first week. But yeah, isn't 1991 the...
That would have been a boy band
thing. The year that they were just, ridiculous. Anyway, Reputation, it looks like it's going to be number one next week. Will already, even if it doesn't sell anymore. With 400,000 pre-orders, that seems ridiculous. The New York City Marathon...
Yeah.
from a celebrity trash standpoint, there were a few celebrities who won it, who ran it. No celebrities won it. Kevin Hart ran it.
He's a big runner. Actually, for a minute before we started our move, I was running with the Nike app. Remember I was telling you that? Mm-hmm. It was putting me through certain, like a training mm-hmm. program. And he's one of the voices on the program.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like you finish your run and it's Kevin Hart goes, "All right, man, great job. Way to get out there and get that done today. Uh-huh. Good for you."
So no jokes or anything?
No, I mean, he's, you know, just being Kevin Hart, but he's big into running.
Going.
He also, there was a big thing on TV about how Nike, well, I don't know if it was a Nike thing exactly, but there was a push to break the world record marathon, sub 2 hours. And these two dudes, it was televised, and it was, and they did everything to make this happen. They trained for it, and Kevin Hart was there on the scene for that, too.
I seem to have misplaced the third page in this story, which had everybody's time. His time was like 4 hours, 20 minutes.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a respectable time. Carly Kloss.
He's had some rough days, too. I mean.
Sure. I'm sure he ran just to run the hell away
from that house. Kloss ran it?
Carly Kloss ran it.
Damn.
Her time, she's a model. Her time was also somewhere in the 4 hour range.
You know her?
Yeah, she's part of Taylor Swift's posse.
Oh my God.
What's it called?
Squad.
Squad. Damn. That's incredible. I didn't realize she was so athletic. I thought she was pretty fast.
Ex-Giants running back Tiki Barber ran it. His time was also around 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. Carly Kloss did in 4:41. Who else did you say? Tiki Barber?
Tiki Barber and Kevin Hart.
That's all you got?
Those are the three. Well, they say some guy who hosts Catfish, Nev Schulman.
Oh, I like him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, you know
yeah.
him?
He's that MTV show, Catfish, you know, where...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens.
Who's Daniel Hume? You know who that is?
No.
Oh, he ran it. Tiki Barber, 4:38.
So, a Kenyan man won for the men, but for the first time in 40 years, an American woman won the women's side of it.
Yeah, it's a big deal, I guess.
2 hours, 27 minutes. Shalane? Flanagan.
What? Oh, Flanagan.
You have to see the moment when she wins. She, like, the joy she's...
She is beaming. Like, this is
beaming.
A woman who does not have 1 ounce of extra body weight. How old is she? Can you find out how old she is? Because, man...
Candace what?
Her name is Shalane Flanagan. She's there. That's the end of the race. She's holding an American flag. And she is skin and bones with
and
enough
muscle
to run her... No muscle.
1981. I mean, barely.
She's 36.
36? Yeah, she's...
106 pounds.
She's... So, a runner. That's a person who's been running.
She holds the American record times in the 3,000 meter indoor, the 5,000 meter indoor.
Oh, boy.
The 15K road race.
Yeah, I actually knew the name. I'd seen some other race that she trains with some other lady.
The Shalane lady?
Yeah. And it was one of those things where the lead up to the race was these two women had trained together and their buddies, and then she fell out. And her friend tried to help her.
Oh, no.
And was trying to get her, you know, motivated and help her and hang back. And then she finally said, "You got to go. I'm not going to make it."
Yeah.
And it was one of those neat little sub stories as part of this race. So actually, hearing that she won this, even for me, I was like, oh, good for her. Yeah,
she looks delighted.
Like some redemption for her. Good for her.
So the thing that you mentioned, was it around the Boston Marathon time?
I think it was.
Yeah, so this was just in February. She suffered a fracture in her lower back.
Oh, my God.
And this is in February.
During the race?
She just kind of withdrew from the race, yeah. And then in March 2017, she won the bronze in the 10,000 meter, but got upgraded to a silver because one of the other chicks had some kind of banned substance in her blood. And then with 3 miles to go, she pulls ahead at the New York City Marathon, and you said 2 hours, 26 minutes.
Yeah. Good for her. That look at that, 2 hours, 26 minutes.
That's low. That's fast. And just really quickly, I wanted to tell you this because I was laughing this morning about it. Do you know the cat lady, the one who's had just a zillion?
Yeah.
Facebook,
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
She's trying to look like me.
She got arrested. Oh, garage cat. No one will ever be quite like you. She was arrested early Sunday morning along with her boyfriend for assaulting each other. They got in some kind of fight over cooking.
Yeah.
I guess they put a plate into the oven and it broke. And it's for some reason that triggered a fight that got verbal and then physical. She claims he pushed her to the ground, causing bruising on her neck and arm. She went to a nearby hospital. He says she scratched him in the forehead, causing a laceration. He also went to the hospital.
Of course she scratched him.
They were both arrested.
She's a cat, everybody.
At about 3 a.m. for assault.
What else was she going to do?
Drum hit?
Hold on. Let me see if I can
find
that one.
Garage cat, you're on fire, man.
Give yourself a drum hit.
All right, hold. Oh, there it is.
Of course she scratched him.
No.
That was it.
That's a drum roll.
Yeah! Okay.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Sunny right now. Maybe some rain by Wednesday. Speaking of thunder. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Winterland tickets. It's sold out, and this is the only way to get in. If you want to see John Mayer and Maren Morris on December 12th at the Masonic with all of us, throwing our big Winterland Christmas party, then you got to be here at 9. 9, noon, and 5 are the chances to win. So just for a few more days, you know? Not going to be that many of these tickets. It's totally sold out. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Here's what's happening. So we did the story in full early this morning about the Texas church shooting. Mm-hmm. The latest I just read is that the guy's in-laws went to church there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But they were not there that day. Yesterday.
Yeah. Right. But that was the first time I'd heard that. I just read it and went, oh, well, there's something new.
Anything else? Because I heard a couple things on the news.
No, what do you got?
The shooter had called his father while he was being chased mm-hmm. by the other guys and told him the end is near. And then the sheriff also said that he believes that the shooter killed himself, even though he was probably wounded from...
By the other guys.
Yes.
Who were following him.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay. You may have seen this photo. This is the first time I've seen this story. It looks like... When did that break? Oh, early this morning. There was a photo going around on Facebook and elsewhere of a woman riding her bicycle down the street as President Trump's motorcade goes by, and there she is flipping him the bird.
Yep.
It's hysterical,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's hilarious.
He's still the president.
She's been fired from her job.
Surprise.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
So if you've seen that photo, and many who have, put a like on it. The picture was snapped by a White House photographer traveling with the president as he left his golf course in Sterling, Virginia. It went viral almost immediately. News outlets picked up the story when it appeared in a White House pool report. Late night talk show hosts joked about the encounter, and people on social media began calling her a shiro.
Hmm.
The woman's name is Julie Briskman. Her employer, government contractor Akima, wasn't so happy about the photo, and they've since... Let me see if I can find the wording. We're separating from you.
Oh.
Wow.
Is the wording they use.
Can you fire someone for that?
Yeah.
They actually have a social media rule in place.
She didn't post it.
No, she did take that photo of herself and put it on her page,
did
too.
Did she?
Oh, I thought someone else took a photo of
her. Well, someone else took the photo, but she must have seen it and
It's her.
Posted it.
Hey, that's my ass.
Their website is down.
There she is. I heard, too, that the motorcade stops, and when it goes by her again, she does it again.
Yeah, she did it a couple times, right. Actually. But the one picture is the one. And Briskman, 50-year-old mother of two, said she was stunned that someone had taken the picture of her giving Trump the middle finger. She was surprised to see how viral it did go.
Mm-hmm.
But the company says she was using it as a profile picture on her Twitter and her Facebook, and that gave them the out.
Right.
They told her, basically, you cannot have lewd or obscene things in your social media.
Hmm.
We're calling flipping him off obscene.
Oh.
So there's that. I'm sure there are a lot of people who will step up and try to hire her, right?
Absolutely.
They'll feel like she's a hero.
A shiro.
Right. And so she should.
Your political views align with ours, and
right.
We'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm. A sexting compulsion that cost Anthony Weiner his wife, his seat in Congress, and a chance to be New York City's mayor is about to cost him his freedom, as Anthony Weiner is scheduled to surrender at 2 o'clock today to a federal medical center in Massachusetts to begin serving his 21-month sentence for illicit online contact with a 15-year-old.
A medical center?
Yeah, I guess it's just shy of jail.
I see. They don't want to throw him in there with an Oz.
He admits that he was a very strong compulsion, a habit that cost him everything.
Yeah, and, like a few times. Like, yeah. He was even on the way to coming back. And
well, yeah, he had a run going for, what was it, mayor?
Yeah.
New York City's mayor.
That was when the Carlos Danger thing came out.
Well, and the lady who was... I haven't followed the whole thing, and it's very convoluted.
No, she
but
basically catfished him.
Right, and I think she was a porn person. Like, mm-hmm. She went on to cash in on her
right.
Minute of fame with this guy. Anyway, he's going to go away for 21 months. Bye-bye, Carlos Danger.
The story I saw on that was showing the menu for the... Like, food there seems
the
very well-balanced. And
oh!
Yeah. Some nights they do breakfast for dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Isn't it?
Is he going to a little fluffy...
Vinny called it a medical center, so it sounds fluffier than Oz.
Pretty fluffy.
You know.
Maybe he'll get rehab.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's he's probably on some kind of...
They actually serve wieners. They have wiener nights.
Counseling program or whatever, yeah. You know. And maybe, you know, when I went to rehab,
yes.
It was my first time. I didn't know from anything. And one of the dudes there had asked for a vegetarian menu.
Oh, my God.
In advance. And so the chef, it wasn't really.
The
this
cook.
Was Naya the
was
cook.
Was it Cookie?
Yeah.
Cookie the cook?
He had to make this cat something special each night. And every time I'm looking at the guy's plate thinking... He knows what to do. So when I talk to him, he's like, oh, this is not my first time, dude. I knew what to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to ask for the special meal.
Well, then you get something prepared specially
for you. Especially for you.
Right.
Exactly.
Not just
right.
The slop
you
there.
I just had the best plates of food.
Did you go somewhere fancy like Lindsay Lohan?
No, I went to a place right up the street in Santa Rosa. Mm. Oh. I really did think that I could just go in real quick, get straightened out, and get on my way.
Did that work?
It didn't. I flunked. More than once. Well, with that same place. But what I mean is, it's not, you don't just get fixed.
No. Nope.
There's some effort involved in changing your own ways and whatever. Go ahead.
Going back, if you could, you know, jump in a time machine, would you have gone to the fancy place?
Well, I'll tell you what I would have done.
If you could go back in time, would you have just not drunk? I guess.
Well, no, sure, no, I would have gladly that. Not. You know, had the problem
all,
in the first
right.
place. But no, if I could do it again, I would have gone somewhere where people don't know me.
Like
everyone
where?
Knew me there. I was in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, right.
It's like, hey, Vinny, I love the show. Hey, wait, what are you doing here?
I totally have a visual in my head of me being in detox, throwing up in a bucket, and some dude going, oh my God, Vinny. And I, how are you? I'm like, I'm okay. It's just the worst, dumbest decision. But, you know, what we say about me and decisions.
You're the king of the bad ones.
Right.
Whenever I watch those rehab shows, they always send them wherever they live across the country.
Yeah, you got to go somewhere else. You need
different
to be...
Different setting.
Right.
People.
Well, then he was trying to do it and just come right back, you know, so it wasn't like he could fly to Massachusetts.
I really did feel like I'd already caused enough trouble. I was hoping to just go get fixed. And come back to work.
Yeah.
You should have gone to the Malibu Beach Recovery.
I would have loved
Pacific Palisades.
How much is that for
that's
a month?
That's where the stars go. What is that, 50 grand a month?
I'm looking at the top
75.
10 most luxurious.
Hey, you know what?
Rehab
the truth
places.
Is, I should say this because this is a great time to add it. Steve DiNardo, our boss at the time, said, I'll send you anywhere you want to go. So the truth is, he would have. It was me that said, let me just go do this real quick. I'll just go right down the street.
I got this. No
problem.
I'll
just nail this down real quick, and then I'll get back to work, okay?
I wonder if you had gone away somewhere where you were living.
I don't know. Like, who knows? Yeah, it just is what it is. It took what it took.
Well, we wanted you to stay, you know?
Well, and I did. I wanted to, too. Right. No, I know that. I'm aware. It was not how I wanted my life to go, but...
All right, you want to know how much Malibu costs?
Yeah.
How much does your place cost in Santa Rosa?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
How would I know that?
Well, who paid for
it? Insurance.
Insurance did.
Okay. So for 30 days, it's $40,000.
I thought it was more.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, $40,000
for $1,000
sure.
a day.
Sure. You got to stay there. They got to feed you. Yeah. Therapy.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Anton Center in San Diego?
Nope.
Let me see how much that one costs.
Anyway, DiNardo was like, I'll send you anywhere you want to go.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get it over with, thinking that it was just a quickie.
This is just a blip, man.
I'll be all right. I got this. Tiffany, you know, and company.
Yeah. Mm.
It looks like they are getting ready to sell you really expensive, ordinary objects this Christmas year.
Hmm.
How would you like a $350 sterling silver bendy straw?
I'd love it, Vinny. Is that what you're getting me for Christmas?
How would you like a $1,000 empty tin can?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
How about a $425 silver protractor?
Oh, that sounds great. I mean, that's the protractor I deserve.
That's for math, right? What is that?
That's the thing you put the point. Isn't that the thing you put the point in,
and then
you can draw a circle around it? Or is that a compass?
No, that's not a protractor.
Protractor measures angles. What does it look like?
Let me see. I don't have a picture of it.
L?
But boy,
no, I don't
people
know.
Are screaming at their car in their cars right now.
You guys are so dumb. Well, we are. So what?
Oh, it's the one that kind of looks like a D.
like a D.
Yeah.
What kind of D?
To measure like a part of a circle?
About the D. It's like a straight line and then a rainbow covered.
Well, if you saw it, you know exactly what it is.
Your boy must know what a protractor is.
He's not here, Vinny.
Right, but didn't you, you were just around him as he was, you know?
No, I never gleaned anything from that kid. I just went.
Maybe he needs a silver protractor. Tiffany's, that's a great idea for Christmas.
I mean, the kid has everything. Why wouldn't I get him that?
How about a $1,950 flask shaped like a fish?
Like a fish.
Is that also silver plated?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, right? Yeah, I'll take it. These all sound great.
Good. Fun.
I'm sorry. Is the $9,000 ball of yarn not on that list?
It is. Did you really want that one?
That's,
so you've heard this list.
Well, hello, yarn. When I did my daily search for yarn.
A 9,000.
Just kidding.
It's true, though.
No, I haven't searched for yarn in a long time.
You quit yarn.
Well, I just haven't been crocheting the way I used to basically crochet all day, every day.
You were getting so good at it, though. Mm.
Why'd you quit?
You know, I kicked its ass and then I moved on to the
next. What was last? Was it the purse making or the yarn?
The purse making. I still sew quite often.
Oh, you do?
I do. I make pillow covers, and I made this cover for my ottoman because my cats get hair all over it, and I don't like that. I don't like having
for your
a vacuum
ottoman.
I have a, you know, a, like a padded ottoman that we can put our feet up on instead of a coffee table.
Uh-huh.
And it would get covered in cat hair.
Where do you put your drink?
On the side table.
Oh
yeah,
all right.
Although there is a tray on the ottoman where you could put a drink, I suppose, but all our remotes are in there. And
fancy.
Yeah.
So
really
here,
super fancy.
This.
So I have this lovely ottoman, and it's covered in cat hair all the time. I can't take it anymore. So I covered it with another cover that I guess I have to wash every week. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Back to you, Vin.
Ah, the struggle is real.
It is real. The $9,000 ball of yarn, though, that's unreal.
Our text number is 800-400-360. Oh, sorry. I needed to mention this real
quick.
The Niners lost again, everyone. Mm. We're 0-for. We have not won yet. But the Raiders had a great game last night. They won in Miami, and Marshawn came alive. Like, beast mode is back. He looked great. He scored 2 touchdowns.
Fantastic.
Nice to see him do his thing. Now to the texting.
All right.
925 says NSYNC was not around in 91. Was probably New Kids on the Block.
Oh.
NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys weren't big until like 96.
Okay. I never followed either of those bands, so I don't really know when they were.
Someone's
big.
Vincent full naming me. Vincent. What is the name of the Nike running app? Hold on.
Can you look up the biggest seller in 1991?
It's called, in terms of what? In terms of albums?
It was albums, yeah, because it was hers was like the seventh biggest selling album since 1991.
I think that was Guns N' Roses.
No, that big... Well, maybe it was, actually, because 86 was that first record, and by then it might have been...
Yeah, but GNR, that was really a slow build, though.
No.
It didn't have,
but
like...
But those later records, the one with Patience on it, that would have been right around that time.
The Lies?
So, Pearl Jam's 10, Octune Baby, U2, Nirvana, Nevermind, that's 1991.
Octune Baby was a great album.
We're talking about debut weeks, though, for these. It could have been that. Talking about biggest sales debut weeks.
Yeah, I'll just throw out the names.
91, they named them.
R.E.M. At a Time.
That was a good
Dinosaur
album,
Jr.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think they had a
Teenage Fan Club.
Nike Run Club is the name of the app.
Pixies.
First rule of Run Club.
Kenny Chesney is the best live performance I've ever seen, says 510.
Well, it sounded great. That must be why the live record sold so much. 219,000 copies or something around that for number one this
week.
It
also said Michael Jackson's Black or White premiered during that time.
Yeah. I'm just looking for the sales numbers.
Yeah, I know. I'm just throwing out names. Does.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, buddy. Way to over-deliver.
As usual. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.